Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the long wait's finally over. Golf's first major of the year is this weekend. The golfers are headed to San Francisco to tee off, and there's no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate golf's first major of the year, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long. And all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. So you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus of $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code KSN when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Mr. Greg, how are we doing today?
Hey, Jim, I'm doing well. Excited, as always, to talk some Penn State football and some college football. And can you believe it, Jim? It's camp week. Camp is supposed to start on Friday. I cannot believe it's already that time of the year. What happened to March, April, May, June, and July? I'm just not really sure.
I don't know either. In some ways, it went by really fast, and other ways, it seems to have been an eternity to get through. But we are here. Fingers crossed that things will go well going forward. As always, when you and I are together, we start the show talking about recruiting. That's everybody's off-season favorite topic. And we've got some real good news talking Penn State recruiting this week. And it didn't come as a surprise, I think, to anybody. Bo Prabula, a 6'2", 200-pound quarterback from York Central. He made his call. He made his commitment to the blue and white. What do you think of that commitment, Greg?
Well, obviously, I think any recruiting class that has a quarterback committed early in it is usually going to be a little bit better than expected. And the reason for that is you now have a natural leader of that group. And this is a very well-respected quarterback. I think he's ranked number 10 in the country in the 247 Sports composite rankings for quarterbacks in the class of 2022 cycle. But he has a lot of connections to guys, not just to Anthony Ivies and Mekhi Flowers of the world, two very, very good class of 2022 recruits, 4- and 5-star guys right in Prabula and Penn State's backyard. But he has connections to some other top guys across the country too. So really dynamic athlete, really good player. Does he have some things to work on? Yes. But is this the kind of guy Penn State would take 100 times out of 100 to kick off its quarterback recruiting in a cycle? Sure thing. And they were able to do that. A nice job to lock this one up. And, you know, on one hand, it's pretty incredible that a 2022 guy and actually guys for the Penn State football program are committing in the beginning of August 2020. But I don't know if it's the pandemic. I don't know if guys just are ready to decide sooner now than ever before. But whatever the reasoning is, you know, we're seeing a lot of commitments happen quicker and faster than we really ever have before in the past. And I guess there's some good and some bad things to that. But if you're going to get early commitments, you better have a glue guy who can help keep all of those kids together for the long haul. Bull Prabula is just that kind of guy, Jim. So really like this get for Penn State. Again, I think the accuracy is probably one thing that he'll have to improve the most. The good news is he has a long time to do that before he even gets to Penn State and gets to work under Kirk Soraka's tutelage. And then, you know, again, when you watch his film, he's just an extreme athlete and an extremely talented player and quarterback. And it's exactly what you're looking for in a class that, you know, could be pretty strong on the offensive side of the ball if some things go Penn State's way.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we've heard comparisons for him to Trace McSorley, so in my mind, I instantly thought, well, maybe he's a bit undersized. I was surprised to find out as a sophomore in high school, he's already 6'2", 200 pounds. So that's not exactly undersized when you consider he's only completed his sophomore year. He has two more years of high school left to grow, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. He's a guy who, you know, again, a 6'2", 200 and I forget what you said, but whatever exactly his weight is, I should have that in front of me, but I don't. You know, a 6'2" Trace McSorley, who's a little bit bigger and a little bit more durable, potentially, and not to say that Trace wasn't more durable, but it stands to reason that with more weight, you would have more ability to take hits. So he's 195. I'm sure he'll be up in the 215, 220 range by the time he actually makes it to state college. So, yeah, I mean, if those Trace McSorley comparisons are accurate, we know Penn State has used that that pitcher before with him. That was part of the recruiting process. And then you turn on the film and you can see why. 6'2" Trace McSorley, no shot against Trace, of course. But, you know, if you got another guy to work out like that who is a little bit bigger, you can only imagine how, you know, far the sky the limit would be. So, you know, again, really good get for Penn State and really nice start to this class of 2022, no question.
And now a shameless plug. Later in the week, our own Ross Tucker, during his Tucker's Take segment, is going to give us a scouting report on Bo Prabula. And just a little hint, Ross has already watched his film and has told me he really likes the kid. So you're not going to want to miss that later in the week when Ross does his famous scouting reports. All right, let's move on to some of the other recruiting news. Cornerback Dejon Warren from Lackawanna Community College. He's narrowed his finalists down to three schools, Penn State, Maryland, and Georgia. And I know all along it sounded like he was going to make his announcement in December. Is that still the case? And how does Penn State stack up against the two rivals, Maryland and Georgia, for this one?
Well, you know, Jim, I really think that Penn State has been out in front for Dejon Warren for quite some time now. I mean, this is a kid who obviously has been able to watch Penn State's success at Lackawanna Community College over the last handful of years and bringing in some players who, have strived in their career and thrived in their career, rather, if I can talk this morning. You know, so he's a kid who just obviously is doing his due diligence. As far as I know, Jim, unless something's changed in the last 24 hours, and it's possible that it did, he still is going to wait until later in the year to make his decision. And I think Penn State has been a front runner all the way. I'm more and more by the day, Jim, skeptical of the fact that guys are going to be able to take visits this fall. It just doesn't seem like things are moving in that direction. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, Penn State, obviously, without a doubt, was going to make the top three here. So that's hardly a shock. And, you know, I think that, when they're facing Maryland and Georgia, and I know that some other schools are still in play for official visits, you know, I just think Penn State is a clear front runner here. But, you know, the one thing I think that you might hear some fans and listeners counter on is, well, we've seen this movie before where Penn State was a front runner for months, for a long time. And then all of a sudden, right at the end, the kid decides to go pick up another school. So, you know, I do understand that leeriness, but to me, I think he just wants to do his due diligence. And if the visits are taken off the table for class of 2020 players this year, which is possible, then I do think, I'm sorry, class of 2021 players this year, then I do think it's possible that he would move that timeline up, which would certainly favor Penn State.
Yeah, it certainly would. And you're right, Penn State fans, and including myself, between last season and this season, we have become very leery on the recruiting front. We've seen so many cases where players that are in Penn State's traditional recruiting grounds, and we've gone through this before, Greg, you know, in Maryland and Virginia, the players that Penn State has lost, everybody right now with their fingers crossed on Nolan Rucci, who's a Pennsylvania recruit, five-star offensive lineman. You start to see a crystal ball for Wisconsin and you get scared. You see this kid who has been, I don't want to call it a lock, but has been leaning Penn State's way, it seems like forever. and you just want them to pull the trigger so you can be sure. So because of that, Penn State fans are leery on these kind of recruits. So let's move on, and I'll give you another example, and that's Kelvin Gilliam, who's a four-star defensive end from Virginia, typically, again, a Penn State recruiting area, and it seems he's going to announce his commitment on August 22nd. At least that's what it's scheduled for right now, and it appears to be a Penn State versus Oklahoma battle. And in years past, you would think Penn State would be in good shape for a kid from Virginia. But I'm again, this is the Penn State fan in me. I'm not feeling very good about that recruitment.
No, I don't know if I am either. And the Crystal Balls have kind of been going back and forth there, too, with, I believe, Oklahoma now taking a lead in that 247 sports prediction method. But, yeah, If you made me guess today, Jim, I would guess that he's going to Oklahoma. But Penn State does have times we've talked about it for the last couple of weeks to make one final pitch there. And, you know, if they would have been able to get him on campus, Jim, there's no doubt in my mind that they are probably the leader in this recruitment. But for obvious reasons, that has not been able to be the case. And so, you know, it's tough because, you know, I think Penn State in most years would bring him on to campus, show him around and show him all the things that that they can do for him and let him experience some time with the players and the coaches and the Lash building and all that. And like I said, probably would be first in line here. But unfortunately, with the way things have shaken out since March, that really hasn't been able to be the case for them or anybody. And so I think that, clearly Oklahoma is probably a front runner here for a number of reasons. We'll see if Penn State can close the gap.
And a question a lot of Penn State fans ask in the couple seconds that we have left, why does it seem that the no on-campus visits seems to hurt Penn State more than other teams?
Yeah, I just think that there's so much about State College that you really have to see and experience to really fall in love with it. I mean, photos are great and pictures are great and videos are great, but, you know, State College is kind of unique, especially compared to a lot of the towns where, the schools that Penn State are recruiting against. I think kids maybe have a little bit more of a connection to them. And State College is, again, you look at it on a map, and there's not an easy way to really get there. I mean, it's not a bad drive or a hard flight, but, you know, it's a little bit more of a challenge. And I think some of the things you just have to experience for yourself, but then as fans and listeners can attest, once you get there, Jim, you really fall in love with the place. And that's really worked in their favor over the last couple of years on the recruiting trail.
All right, we'll see how that one turns out the rest of the way here in the recruiting cycle. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We're going to talk about whether we're going to have this season or not.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
We may not have the final college football schedule for this season, but we do know if the teams play, tailgating will be available at GoPSURV. Their off-campus site, located minutes from the stadium, provides professionally cleaned RVs, bus service to and from the game, and a safe atmosphere for tailgating. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to reserve your RV, or go to GoPSURV.com for details. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions for the first major golf tournament of the year. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.